Welcome to Thursday, everybody. It's April 25th. I'm John Weigel here with Juliette Bennett Ryla, and this is the Hustle Daily Show. Being young is a lot different than it used to be. According to a wide range of data, Gen Z and millennials are adopting the lifestyle of seniors for themselves. Less alcohol, earlier bedtimes, earlier dinner reservations, joining book clubs, the list goes on. But why are we seeing such a shift, and are there more old souls out there than we thought there were? We'll get to that in a bit, but first let's run down the hits and headlines today in business and tech. Kicking us off, emphasis on kicking, Foot Locker unveiled its store of the future at a New Jersey mall. The concept includes a sleeker layout, a drop zone for new sneaker releases, and a hub for customizing shoes. Sounds really fun. I've also been to this mall in New Jersey, and it's generally a very fun time as well.
Yeah, I never go to Foot Locker, but I do love the idea of an experiential store. Because otherwise, how are you going to compete with Amazon?
How are you going to do it? That's right. You got to get people there. It has to be an event, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Next, Starbucks and the Workers United Union, which represents 10,000 of its workers, are meeting again after almost a year to negotiate contracts for the company's over 400 unionized stores. Let's hope they reach an agreement there. Up next, Klarna is partnering with Uber, adding its Pay Now feature to Uber and Uber Eats in the US, Germany, and Sweden. Customers can make immediate payments or bundle purchases into a monthly payment, but won't have access to Buy Now, Pay Later plans, at least not yet. Over to AI, OpenAI, Microsoft, Meta, and Google, and other companies just pledged to prevent their AI tech from being used to harm or exploit children. The initiative was led by child safety group Thorn and All Tech is Human, a nonprofit focused on responsible tech. Over to the presidency, the Biden administration will require airlines to disclose extra fees and issue automatic cash refunds when flights are canceled or significantly changed, among other scenarios. Where was this when I needed it with Spirit Airlines 3 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
And lastly, Paris's famed Louvre will host yoga sessions smack dab in the middle of its art galleries this summer. For just over $33, yogis will get admission to the museum and a spot to plop down a mat among the world's most prominent works of art. Are you doing yoga in the Louvre, Juliette?
Yeah, 100%. I would do yoga at the Louvre. I love a weird yoga class. I've been to a few. I like the ones with goats.
Goat yoga.
Like the ones with cats.
Mm-hmm.
Like the ones with puppies. There's a theme here. I also once did yoga on a helipad, which was a little scary. I did not like it.
Wow, that's
right in the middle. It was really cool, very beautiful. I just had to stay, you know, safely in the middle.
Hmm.
But I love yoga in a weird place. I like looking at art, but I think some people might find museums boring, and that would be a good like entry point to them.
Yeah, I think so. It'd be nice to appreciate some art while you're doing some yoga, especially if the Mona Lisa is just looking right at you.
Exactly.
So I don't know, you might want to show out for her.
Yeah, you know, to just get in your warrior too, wondering what she's smiling about. Age old mystery.
All right, on to the main story here. If you're an old soul trapped in a millennial or Gen Z body, you may identify with our big story today. Many younger generations are seemingly adopting the habits of seniors and taking more of a trendy, quote, normcore existence. So, Juliette, what are these younger generations doing exactly?
They are just like me, a millennial doing old stuff. Here are some things that Sarah, who wrote this article, discovered about young people. They're sleeping more than ever. They love their beds. They are going to bed earlier and they're eating dinner at 5 p.m., which... Mm-hmm. You know, that's when I ate dinner as a kid. So there you go. They're also taking on activities that are generally associated with older people. That includes joining book clubs, going to the library. These are just things I did as a child, actually. Trying their hands at needlepoint, clipping coupons. That's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
And also listening to jazz music.
Wow. Okay.
There's a big jazz resurgence, apparently. One of the weirdest things is they might even be moving into what we could consider retirement homes, or at least facilities that sort of act similarly to a retirement home. Millennials are moving into private golf communities where they get cheaper real estate, socialization, and access to activities, all while working remotely. So sounds great.
Wow. Well, all those things don't sound bad at all, and they sound actually quite fun. Maybe I'm one of these people. But it's not just hobbies. Are there any other lifestyle changes that younger people are acclimating towards that would normally be had by a senior citizen?
I'm not sure if this is necessarily a senior citizen thing, but we are seeing that Gen Z is drinking a lot less.
Right.
Gone are the days, I suppose, of associating young people in college with big kegger parties. They're not drinking. They are spending more on health and wellness. They're also apparently getting Botox. They think they're aging rapidly, even though they are very young.
Yes.
They're getting Botox, all these preventative treatments to try to hide from aging and death, even though they are truly nowhere near it.
Yes. There was a New York Times article that specifically stated that Gen Z believes it's aging like milk, to which I'm asking, maybe you're just aging?
Yeah.
Not like milk? I don't know.
I don't get it at all, honestly, because I feel like growing up as a millennial, I would be told like 30 is old.
Same.
Your career is over at 30 if you're a young woman. You better be married and have kids by now. And now, you know, I see women in their 40s and 50s. They look great. They never did any of that stuff. They're having great lives. Everything's amazing. So I don't know what is up with Gen Z thinking that there's spoiled milk at 22, but stop. You're fine.
You got time. You got a lot of time. So the big thing here is all these Gen Zs and millennials are kind of getting into these hobbies or habits that are typically outside of their generation or typically have been seen as outside of things that youth would normally gravitate towards. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, why is that happening? Is there any data to suggest why all these people are now taking on these older attributes?
Well, things are just really screwed up, I think, is the situation. It used to be, like, let's say you're a boomer, right? You know, you went to college or you learned to trade, you got married, you bought a house, you had some kids, you had two cars, you could go on vacation. Now, bread is $7.
Yeah.
So, you know, what are we doing here? Mm-hmm. And I think if you're a millennial, you maybe had the experience where you went to college because you were told that's what you had to do, or you learned to trade. Then the recession happened and there were no jobs. So you just kind of floundered around in a state of arrested development. Am I talking about myself here? Yes. You still don't own a home. In my case, I never got married and I never had children and I don't want them. But I know a lot of people who are in their 30s, like me, who are only just starting to think about having their first child, mm-hmm. which is something I think generations before us did in their early to mid 20s.
Right.
So it's just a much different trajectory. I think it's maybe a bad thing in many ways. I think it's bad that people are, you know, nearing 40 and still priced out of the housing market. Mm-hmm. But in particular for Gen Z, they also had a good 2 to 3 year period. That was some of the most formative years of their lives where they had to stay at home and do everything on the internet.
Right.
So it's just, you know, when you're accustomed to staying at home and socializing on Zoom and going to bed at 9 p.m. because you can't go outside, I imagine some of those habits stick and, mm-hmm. and you just kind of, that's how life is.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of turmoil going on in the world right now. The job market is not great. The cost of living is higher. I can definitely see a lot of people just sort of doubling down on these hobbies that perhaps they picked up during the pandemic and that continued to serve them with a higher cost of living. Mm-hmm. I mean, I literally just saw a loaf of bread that was $7. I was at Erewhon, but that it was insane, $7 though. For half a loaf of bread. And it's like, oh, I'm going to get out my pandemic sourdough starter and make my own bread.
Right.
You know?
Right. And gone are the days where you could buy a house for a nickel and a basket of fruit.
Right.
So, you know, it's really hard times. And that makes a lot of sense. Like the pressure of that, the burnout is also a big thing that's being talked about, especially after the pandemic. Mm-hmm. And working remotely and having children later or not at all than you would have expected previously. All contributing factors to this generational shift. But at the end of the day, you know, regardless of how bad our society is constructed nowadays and how expensive things are, this seems very productive, more so than past generations.
Yeah, honestly, I think it's great. When I was in my early 20s, I did drink a lot and go to bars and hang out and just bum around because there's nothing to do. Like, I thought I was going to get out and have a career. And it was like, I'm sorry, it's a recession. There are no jobs. Mm-hmm. You know what I love doing now? Getting up at like 6 a.m. to go to the gym. And on my way to the gym, I go through this park. And I've almost got these squirrels eating out of my hand now. And do you know who else is there when I'm feeding my squirrels? 80-year-old men in cardigans. We are doing the same thing.
Yep. So you are you're the best person to have on for this today.
Yeah. And then, you know, I go to the gym. I do my weight training. Sometimes I go to the Pilates class. And then there's also a bunch of older women in there. Amazing. Mm-hmm. And then I cook my lasagna. I don't listen to a whole lot of jazz, but I would. Yeah, I get it, man. It's like, I don't know. It's like we all collectively burned out. Like we all kind of at the same time, we're like, you know what's annoying? A nightclub. I got to pay $18 for a drink. I got to pay a valet, or I got to get an Uber. I got to wear clothes that are uncomfortable. Got to stay out late. It's loud. It's annoying. You know what I could be doing? Feeding a squirrel or sitting at home with an endless bounty of things that I can watch on demand.
That you already pay for.
Having whatever I want delivered to my house to eat, or I can make it because during the pandemic, I learned how to make all these recipes. And I'll sit there with my little cross stitch needlepoint and boom, now I got art. Amazing.
There we go.
I mean, what's wrong with this lifestyle? I don't know. I mean, I think if that's what Gen Z wants to do, then okay.
Yeah.
But you don't need Botox, Gen Z. You're fine the way you are.
Yeah, you definitely don't need the Botox. That's for sure. All right. And that's going to do it for us today. Thanks for tuning into the Hustle Daily Show. We're a proud part of the HubSpot Podcast Network. Our editor today is Robert Hartwig, and our executive producer is Darren Clark. We've got a lot more tech and business coverage in our newsletter. If you're not subscribed, go get yourself signed up at thehustle.co/email, and we'll see you tomorrow.